So, you know, everybody typically announces, hey, I'm running for this office, or now I'm running for that office. My announcement is I am stepping aside after 28 years. I'm not seeking reelection. My ward seat is up. Registration is underway, and the vote is this November. So I'm stepping aside after a wonderful run and just a lot of mixed emotions to make the announcement.
I mean, I'm laughing that you call it a run. That's more like a marathon.
28 years.
Yeah. It's a long time, Jim.
It is. And I mean, you know, just I'm thankful to the citizens and community. I mean, mm-hmm. putting their trust in someone for 28 years is mm-hmm. tremendous. It's very humbling when you think back over that, that you've been, you know, given that position. So it's been very rewarding, a lot of great relationships developed, and leaving a lot of great folks at the city.
Jim, what inspired you to run 28 years ago?
Great question. At that time, I was practicing law. I was doing some things in the zoning work. Cell towers were just coming on board. So one thing I was doing was some legislation there, and got involved representing different providers, and started actually being asked to help craft legislation locally so that cell towers could come in. So, you know, this, you know, working on that, listening to both sides, trying to put something down, that was a big factor. Also worked on some airport development for folks who were putting some corporate hangars in privately, public-private partnership, dealt with the city attorney. So those two things kind of came together. And then stepping back while I was in law school, I had served as a legislative aide for two of those 3 years. So I got a taste of that service then. So all of those came together. And my wife graciously, with very young children, said, yeah, let's go forward and try this.
And you stayed on city council for 28 years. To your point earlier, once people kind of get in the system, then they kind of see what other political seats are available and where else they could go if they have higher ambition to do so. For you, you always just wanted to stay at the city level? And if so, what was the passion there? Why just stay at the city level, where you, with your name and reputation, could have moved on to bigger political seats?
Yeah, and it's great, again, another great question. So early on, as I got my feet wet and got comfortable, I did have some folks coming forward saying, hey, you know, think about in the future doing such and such. And I was certainly thinking of that at the time. I tell you, I can't put one transformational moment, but starting to just get more and more comfortable and seeing your impact locally. And it just became a passion of mine to move Rock Hill forward and continue making progress and working on the local front.
Well, and with that being said, the 28 years that you did serve, I mean, Rock Hill has changed tremendously in that, you know, almost three decades. Is there something that sticks out, or a project maybe that you were a part of or worked on that will always stick with you?
There's a few things, Ashley, that kind of stand out, and by no means, you know, I was just there playing a very small piece, but, you know, Manchester Meadows was not, it was the old lagoons, and it was grassed area, and that was one of the first things that I started helping, you know, forge some ideas about. Celanese plant, I guess it was still operational, but, you know, the demolition, removal, the downtown, you know, that was a labor of love. When I came on, the roof had just been taken off the downtown mall. And so, you know, that's a very inspiring, it's something that as I step out of the bank every day, I just get to see the fruits of a lot of folks' hard work and seeing the downtown and how it's transformed. And then I tell you another one that stands out, talking about coming full circle and occasionally taking some risk. So the Bleachery property, you know, there was a business in there that tried to make a second go of it, didn't work out. The place was empty. And I remember working in my backyard one day. We had been struggling with, you know, how do we get something to develop there? I see this black smoke coming up, and I knew that was a problem. It was on fire. And fortunately, it didn't burn the entire place down. But, you know, now, this summer, I helped my son and his wife, he's newly married, move into apartments that are on that entire site. So that's, you know, kind of going back to why do you stay local? I mean, just to have some little piece in the progress, it's so rewarding.
It is. That's really cool. That's a cool
that
story.
That is
that's
a great story,
right,
man.
I mean, that's full circle.
Because we were there
sure.
covering the fire as well, and that was kind of the catalyst that the city said. They put the foot down and said, we have to do something. We're doing something now. And now we have Knowledge Park.
Yeah.
And then look at all that. And, you know, the subgroups that make up Knowledge Park. Jim, you serve Ward 6 in the city of Rock Hill. I know it's hard through radio and television to explain and show where your ward is, and it has changed over the years, but what is the area of the city that you cover?
That's going to be my hardest question today. How do you verbally describe this meandering line? So I live just off of the Winthrop College Farm, okay, Winthrop University Farm. So we've got a piece of the downtown around Oakland, Charlotte Avenue, going out towards Ebenezer. We've got Fuel Park, go down Cherry Road, but stay inside of Dave Lyle. And then we hit Riverwalk and all of the Cantrell Court and Bristol Parkway and all of those, kind of where running down Mount Gallant in Celanese area. So it's a wide path.
That is a wide.
You know, University area would be another key neighborhood. So one thing that is a challenge is the diversity of neighborhoods, from those that are older, some that are revitalizing, to the newer with Riverwalk.
Well, once your term ends in December, so someone new will be elected in November, you will continue to do your term until December. Where do you go from this, Jim? What does the future hold for you and your family?
Well, I'm a full-time employee at First Citizens Bank. So first and foremost, this is my wife says he's letting go of one job. He'll be down to one job. So I'll still be extremely active, very busy, working here in the community. Someone gave me, I think, really good advice the other day. They said, once your term ends, because technically you go to the first meeting in January, don't agree to take on anything new for maybe 12 months. No. And I think that's great advice. Yeah. I think there'll be a place, and God will show me where to go and what to do. But step back a little and then see where I might can be
rest.
Of benefit.
Get to rest
a
little bit.
A Monday night at home.
I was about to say,
you'll
you
have your
Monday
nights
back.
Free.
Yeah, we meet two of the four nights, and then I have a church meeting with our session, one of those. So usually I get maybe one open.
Yeah.
Man, well, you have served the city of Rock Hill extremely well, 28 years to be in fact. His name is Jim Reno. He's the city of Rock Hill city council member for Ward 6, as he's just described here on this show. He is not seeking re-election, and good luck to those who want to have the seat. Jim mentioned that filing is underway. You have until Friday, September the 5th at 5 p.m. to sign up for any of the city council seats available in Rock Hill, as well as throughout other cities throughout York County. And some of those cities also have the mayor's race up for grabs. So check out the York County Board of Voter Registration and Elections Office to get all the details. Jim, here's to a fantastic career as a city council member. Thank you again on behalf of the citizens of Rock Hill, and here's to a fantastic future. We're so proud of you and very happy to celebrate this moment with you, so thank you.